A majority of Americans say it's more important to control gun violence than to protect gun rights. That's a finding from the latest NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. It's the highest level of support that survey has found for gun control in a decade, and it comes weeks after the mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro is here with more on this poll. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That big finding that there's more of a preference for controlling of gun violence over protecting gun rights, how do those numbers break down?
Well, what we saw is by a 59 to 35 margin, respondents say controlling gun violence is actually more important than protecting gun rights. As you noted, it's the widest margin on that question Marist has found in their survey in a decade of polling on it. It's similar, though, to what it's been since right after the Parkland, Florida shooting. And what we found is that that seemed to be a real turning point, especially with Democrats and a lot of independents. There's an expected partisan split here. 9 in 10 Democrats say it's more important to control gun violence. And 7 in 10 Democrats say, Republicans say, no, it's more important to protect gun rights. But not only do most independents believe curbing violence is more important, even a majority of gun owners, 56% said so, which is really remarkable and shows that the vocal right is really in the minority on this.
So broadly, people are in favor of doing something about gun violence, but doing what? What did you learn about specific things legislators or voters might support or not?
Yeah, we asked if a candidate was to run and was in favor of certain things, would you definitely vote for or definitely vote against them? And what we found was on a host of gun restrictions, majorities are in favor with some caveats. You know, for example, there was huge support for candidates who want to increase mental health funding and expand background checks. About 8 in 10 or more were in favor of those things. On a return to an assault-style weapons ban, there was also majority support. 56% said they'd vote for a candidate who wants to institute one, but independents were split with many unsure. So it makes it really a thorny issue in a lot of swing districts with a lot of independents, and that might be why it's not even being considered in negotiations on Capitol Hill. The least popular things, by the way, just 38% said they would definitely vote for a candidate who wanted to arm teachers, and even lower, 27% said they'd vote for a candidate who takes donations from the NRA.
Domenico, it sounds like a lot of people are largely siding with what Democratic leaders are pushing for. That includes President Biden. And we've heard Biden say he's in favor of all of those things that are getting majority support. Is he benefiting from that?
I mean, the short answer is no. I mean, it's interesting because elections are really about a confluence of issues. And what matters is what breaks through to motivate people to go to the polls. What we are seeing is that with these recent mass shootings, almost three quarters say they're more likely to vote. And that's particularly true among Democrats. So maybe that will help give Democrats a needed boost. But Biden's approval rating is the lowest Marist has found since he's taken office, just 38% approve of the job he's doing. And he has a real problem with his base. People are three times more likely to say they'd strongly disapprove of the job President Biden is doing, 40% said that, versus the percentage saying they strongly approve, which is only 14%. And that's a major intensity gap that's difficult for a president to overcome.
That's NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thanks, Domenico.
You're welcome.